Last week, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints reversed one of its policies. Now it allows children of LGBT people to be blessed and baptized. KUER's Daisha Eaton has the story of one relieved family from Idaho.
Kevin Kolditz can't believe how his fortunes have changed since January, when he surprised his parents with some big news.
Me and my partner, through a surrogate, we are expecting our child. Found out it's going to be a girl. So we found out in the end of December. We're super excited to be able to experience this parenthood and be able to, you know, bring a child into the world.
Kolditz, who is gay, lives in Idaho Falls, where he works as a retail manager. He grew up in the LDS faith, and he'd like his daughter to experience it too. So would his mom, Rosie.
I was elated.
It'll be her 14th grandchild. When she heard the news about the church's policy change, she reached out to her youngest son.
I quickly texted my son, and it just brought hope.
She says the old policy was hurtful, and she's glad to see it go. John Gustav Rathel, with the group Affirmation, agrees.
What we have seen time and time again is how the happiness and health and well-being of LGBTQ individuals is so dependent on this kind of family support that we're seeing in the case of Kevin and Rosie, his mom.
Affirmation supports LGBT Mormons by encouraging spirituality, providing community, and working for inclusiveness.
The sooner that our larger society and our religious communities understand this as well and are able to minister to people in their wholeness, recognizing all of these different factors, the stronger and the better off we will be.
Gustav Rathel says that families like the Kolditzes should be able to lead productive lives consistent with their faith and heritage. Kevin says blessing his baby, who's due in September, is a start. Daisha Eaton, KUER News.